morning, so we'll spend a few minutes looking at the history of Peter Logic. Where does this miss go?
Why?
Today they were going to remove it, or
there's different mythology in the Ashkenazic world generally.
They don't need that problem anymore.
We cut off the whole back. All that part of that, which is going to be given Moshe, and also other parts of Cheder that we can't leave, and we just tell the whole thing to Goyim. I think amongst the Sfarim it's more accepted to still do the Nikud. It's difficult, we need a lot of expertise, that's why we can stay clear of it. In England, there was a big complaint about it, that 78 years ago, I don't know, Rossi's time.
He was a manacher.
That's also a lack, because there's a small amount of nickel that needs to be done even in the form, the front part of the animal, but much, much less and much easier. He got his father doing nickels.
Eh?
Not his father doing nickels.
Yeah, you don't have to have a monster.
No, not the monster. Yeah, they should just come to fall back and say it.
Yeah, there's a telephone that I'm doing it, but I think that it was a study. I mean, it's a little from a child, and not, speaks up a piece of paper or whatever, or he was a treasurer, and I haven't read that word for years.
What's the word?
To do treasury. To trade them, to do that. I think the Yiddish word for nickel.
Oh yeah, I'm Yiddish word. So this week's part we've got the tzibui. The yerushim being shredded to the Moshe. Ashal kapa yerech amirim hazeh. Let's talk a little bit. When really was the tzibui given? Simple reading of the tzibui is obviously the tzibui was given. And how did this story? That's very easy. Possibly in this context. Now, there seems to be a lot of voices about it in the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah Kulin Dach Kuk, where there's a lot of voices knowing the Tahoyah of the Indoid Mitzvah. What happened if someone takes part of a Yid HaMoshe from a Toya? A Yid HaMoshe of a horse. A Yid HaMoshe of a donkey. So the Tanakhama holds that there's no issue of Yid HaMoshe, which is not relevant. It was only said on Toya animals. We heard it said after this way. Really, it's funny, we just said what? Somebody would need to give a Moshe of a Tomei animal, he would transgress the Yisro of Achidas Tihani. Some discussion. What would you be owing on other things too? So that brings us to the discussion of whether a Moshe has the status of, Bosor, or something similar to Bosor, or it's just like eating the horns or something, not even as an Aveda. Something or whatever. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So we're just having a rap. But a lot of the B'nai Yaakov necessarily get from Moshe. When did this issue begin? In the time of the B'nai Yaakov. But as I remember to Ebu Tanis, right? That time also the Sibu not to eat the day of Tanis. So if this Sibu was originally set in their times, so it was obviously set going on anything that was suitable in those times. There was no prohibition on eating the day of Tanis. Of Rulai, so they say that is not correct. The Sfina Yerba El Shinech Tabim Kwame, the Tanakhama said it is not so. The Pasuk was originally said only at Sina. It was recorded in the Torah in the place of. The slaughter. But the actual Sina was not given there. The Sina was given at Sina. So I thought the Sina Yehuda and the Tanakhama, when was this Sina given? The other is saying it was given in the time of the B'nai Yaakov, and therefore it follows from that the Yisro is relevant to B'nai Yisro's as well. And that's 100% right, not so, it was said actually only at Matan Torah. Let's have a little look at the Rashi here, we'll jump to the second one. Amru Lo Yisro, Tanakhama says that possible search here, if you are not 69, You see, Nehemiah understood at Sinai. But at Sinai, Jerusalem, the world knew as far as Sinai. And she needed to be a convoy. Now, Hashemiah, Sinai, after it was said at Sinai, then the cost of the city was written in its place. The cost of the city of Moshe, so you know, the cost of Hamikra, as their allies. That's the last part. So the picture we're getting is that according to the Tanakhama, who rules that the Halosha only applies to the entire animal, it also follows that the Tzibur was only said at Matan Torah. Had it been said earlier, it would have been on top of God, like if it was only said at Matan Torah. Let's have a look how this works out in the Rambam. When we come to the Rambam, we'll see something strange. On the one hand, the Rambam moves, as you would expect, like the Tanakhama. You see here, the Rambam quotes by Kodesh Asura's paper says, Gid Hanoshe Noye de Beheba Bakaya Hatokoye. Gid Hanoshe applies to the Gid Hanoshe of Tohen animals, not to the Gid Hanoshe of Tohen animals, but he rules like the Tanakhama. So we're expecting that what will follow from that is that the Tzibori was only said at Matan Torah, which is the opinion of the Tanakhama. And in fact, if we look in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachi, where he recalls a little bit the development of the Tzibui of the Torah of mankind, we'll see something strange. Let's have a little look at the very interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachi tells us a little bit about the Shabbos, the Torah, and the Tzibui of Torah generally before Matan Torah. Al Shlishi Dvarim, Sada Ol Rosh. So Ol Rosh himself was commanded about six things. Al Bid Zara, Al Bid Hashem, Al Shlishi Dvarim, Al Bid Agoyes, Al Agezer, Al Adim. So that's six things. Al Bishi Kul Al Hei, Kabbalah of Yodayim, the Moshe Rabbeinu. Although we were commanded about these things by Al Peh, the Moshe Rabbeinu, that was motivated, and they're also logical things, one would think for himself, he's kept from. The philosophy of the Torah, Yerushal in his time, it is understood in the words of the Torah of Islam, that other religion was commanded about these things. Hoisted to Lomaya, Eder Kachai, Lomaya was added, an additional one, Eder Kachai, Shenema Akbosa, Ganashe, Gomari, Moisted. Move to Shenema, so we have seven mentions, six, which were given originally, other religion, another one that's added, tomorrow, there's that. The same Hoda Azov of Kalori. This was the command of the Torah to mankind, to the entire world. Adov, until we arrive at the time of Adov. For Adov, we need to stop it, yet that Al Eli, for me. In the time of Adov, we do. There was an additional command given to Adov, me. Who is part of Shabbat, and additionally, Adov, me himself, Adov. The Yip of Pitrish Maitzah, the Hoysis Kila Achayat Pitrish Hayonis Kila Mitzah. The Yahweh, Hoysis Giz Hanoshe, is Halal Harvest. And Yahweh is what happened in this part, Giz Hanoshe was adding and done by. But Mitzrayim is Tav Hamro, which is the Tehrer's expression. Now what's relevant for us is these words about Yahweh Bobbin. Yahweh Bobbin was commanded also about Giz Hanoshe. So, if we're following the Seder HaDvarim here, there arises automatically a question. If the Rabbah rules that Giz Hanoshe only applies to a behemoth Tahara, that is the opinion of the Tanakhama, who told us in the Mishnah that the Tzibur was only given at Matan Torah, and that's why it only applies to a behemoth Tahara. Were it to be given earlier, it would apply to a behemoth Tahara. So the Rabbah rules that Giz Hanoshe applies only to a behemoth Tahara needs to follow from that the Tzibur was given at Matan Torah. Not that it was given to Yaakov Avinu. If it was given to Yaakov Avinu, it was applied also to a Tzibur, that could be heard.
Is there no way it could be given to Yaakov Avinu back for Tzibur Yomani?
Well, it doesn't seem that way from the Mishnah. The way that we heard the Chomim put their Mahoyos between them. The Chomim say it only applies to
Yaakov.
And if you heard say it back, no, it was commanded before. And they say back to him, no, this is not Yaakov. So from the Mishnah, it seems like the two things go hand in hand. If it was said earlier, it would apply to Tzmeim, and the Chacham would say it would apply to Tzmeim, they support their position by saying that the Sinai never. So if the Rambam was saying something else, a Kofani seems to be sort of made up, it doesn't seem to fit with the sources of the Tanakh. So this kasha is asked by the 11th Mishnah over there. We explained it. It does not appear to fit with the sources.
So this is a bit stealing the Rambam.
Really, you could call it a stealing the Rambam. If you say it only applies to Tahorim, then how can you say that it applies to that it was commanded already to Yad Rabbi? If it was commanded already to Yad Rabbi, then it would apply also to Tahorim. So, to answer this question, we have to look how the Rambam himself is mefarish the Mishnah that we started with. And it seems that we're going to see that the Rambam has a different way of learning what it means in the Mishnah, the Sinai Nema. The Chachamim say that only applies to Torah because of the Sinai Nema. We understood so that that means it was said at Sinai, and it was not given before, it was given at Sinai. It appears that the Rambam had a different way of learning this Mishnah, and it both was Pshat in Mishnah, and also, you saw it in the Torah. It's worth learning it together in time. Let's see the bulletin here on the sheet. Said the Rabbi, the slim is literal in Klal of the Dorot Hanef. One should pay attention to this important Klal. For who? Just a sorry for us. One needs to know. She called Ma, she owned his sorry in memory. But if we see what we say, you know, everything we refrain from doing or are obliged to do, any other voice in his voice, and of the made similar to Hashem and the Gemusha. Everything we do is due to the tzibur of the devotees to Moshe Rabbeinu. After it comes to us through the lobby of Moshe Rabbeinu specifically, and not because of the tzibur that was given earlier to Nevi'im prior to Moshe Rabbeinu. The word Nevi'im prior to Moshe Rabbeinu, but which Baruch Hu did, revealed his will to mankind, to people before Moshe Rabbeinu. But our Torah today, which we keep what we're obliged in, is only that Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at the fact. Any of the faith of Eidim and Asar, we do not give Eidim and Asar. But, look at Meshia Hashem Ostar al-Bani, not Eidim and Asar. Not because the Kodesh Baruch Hu forbade Eidim and Asar to Bani, that's nothing to do with that. And the name, Shem Moshe Ostar al-Bani to Eidim and Asar. Because Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us to have Eidim and Asar. But there, she needs Tadet the Sinai, she showed Eidim and Asai also. Because of what Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded at Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded that the same way that it was forbidden until now, until Sinai, it remains forbidden. But that which we refrain from Eidim and Asai is because of the Siddur given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. That Eidim and Asai should remain forbidden as it was till then. But hey, Eidim and Bali, the Gral Shabram of Mal, at that point, Banshe, they said, the Midu Mila is not because of Ramah Mila, who is commanded in Mila. And the Nei, Shashem Tzibon, and his name, Moshe, Lehim Oil, to Moshe Mal, and Ramah Mala Shabram. Because it was both commanded, that's when he gave us Torah, through Moshe Rabbeinu, to do Mila, even that's exactly Ramah Mala did Mila. But hey, similarly, now we follow the fly, this is going all to what we're talking about. Similarly, Gita Moshe, we are not following the Isra that was given to Yaakov Avinu as a specific Moshe Rabbeinu. Rather, we are following the commandment of Moshe Rabbeinu. Although you see that Avram, taking off from the text that Chazal say, Sheish Meos, which Moshe Esri Mitzvah, 613 Mitzvahs, never learned the Moshe Esri. 613 Mitzvahs were said to Moshe Esri. In a general way, there are 613 mitzvahs were said to Moshe at Sinai. So even things that existed in a certain sense or form before that, we are not keeping them because they were commanded before. We are keeping them because they were commanded to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that, we'll look back at the Mishnah that we started with, we'll understand that the Rabbi has a different way of understanding what the Tanakhama says back to Rabbi Yehuda. It appears that the Rabbi is not saying that Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama are any type of historical matzoiches. What was Yaakov Avinu commanded in his halacha? No, the Rambam will understand that for sure everybody agrees that Yaakov Avinu was commanded in his halacha. What the Tanakhama is saying back to Rabbi Yehuda is that it was recommanded at Sinai, and what is binding for us. It's not the commandment given to Yaakov Avinu. That's not an historical assumption for that period. What binds us to today, what it's like is not today. It's the week of our Yom Tzira. And since the week of our Yom Tzira was within the context of Kol HaTorah, to me, but anyway, also, the commandments only applies to Tzoraim. And basically, the Rosh Yosef, besides Rosh Yosef speaks out, the Rosh Yosef is the prigogodim. He has a chiddush al hashas on some of the sectors, quite a few of the sectors of money, and Switzerland. Yeah, amazing chiddush on Switzerland. I think we'll just conclude with one final point. This appears to be the height of the Rambam.
He's
like basically what the Rambam said. Yeah, he speaks out basically what he explains based on the Pirush Mishnayos. And he explains a little further. Even the Chachamim would agree that when Yaakov Avinu was mitzvah about Dina Moshe, Yaakov Avinu maybe was mitzvah also about the Ha'im of Tzvah. Because Yaakov Avinu, there was no Tzvah not to eat the Ha'im of Tzvah. Not to eat the Ha'im of Tzvah, so Dina Moshe goes on everything. But the commandment to us goes on the aim of Torah. Let's just conclude with a final marabokum, which is a kasha. I haven't really got a time for this kasha. It's a big kasha on this whole chapter. Because what we're coming out now is that everybody agrees, both the Talakama and the Yehuda agree, that there was a sibling before Matan Torah. The discussion between them is simply over this detail that Talakama says that's the Yehuda that was. Why didn't Tarshish was given a Matan? There's a Gemara in Chulidah, Sariyah, which speaks about the events which we're going to learn about in coming parashiyos with Yosef and his brothers. So we know that when the brothers come to the tribe, at one point there is a Suda to prepare, and Yosef commands the Suda to be prepared, and he tells one of his houses, wherever it might be, to buy a teva kofi. But Teva slaughter an animal and prepare it for this meal. What says that is the following thing. The Amr of Yosef and Rechamia. Mag Yosef was square Teva Bahoke. One of these two stages, slaughter an animal, square Teva, Bahoke, and prepare. Says the Gemara, the reference is to two particular preparations. Prava and Beit Hashkita. Expose the Beit Hashkita, show them you're doing a Kosher Shkita. Bahokin, throw in Hamashe with the air. And the second thing is, Bahokin preparing to remove the Gin Hamashe with the air. Now, then the Gemara continues in this sense. Why does he need to remove the Gin Hamashe? The Mazda Oma, Gin Hamashe, then Sari of the Gemara. This follows the opinion that Gin Hamashe was forbidden already to B'nai Gemara. Now, this Gemara can only be understood this Torah according to Rashi, but not according to the Rambam. The way we explain the Rambam, what do you mean according to the Mazdama that gives the Rashi was in their time to B'nai Gemara? According to the Rambam, there's no Machlokes with it was forbidden to B'nai Gemara. Both the Yehuda and the Chachamim agree that it was forbidden to the B'nai Gemara, to people before the Hamzai. The Machlokes is simply, was that binding fact? Well, the outcome is that you're into that. But it doesn't agree with Muslim. This Gemara seems to clearly indicate that Rashi, that there's my point of good and bad. It was forbidden prior to Matan Torah or not. Because the Gemara, this Gemara is a big passion.
Okay, I'm going to stop here and play with you with a question.